Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hey, is it Andrea?
Yeah, Andrea.
Andrea. Hello, Andrea.
Welcome. She says that. I am no Andrea. I am Andrea.
It's a fake name, so it doesn't matter anyways. How are you?
Okay.
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Can you speak up nice and loud for us?
Sure. Can you hear me okay?
We can. Tracy is... Is this voice disguised? I don't think it needs to be voice disguised, does it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi. So Tracy is very excited because you have given her an idea for the show, and it has good. It sounds good. It's called Operation Eviction.
Yeah, that's about right.
Okay.
Please tell us all about it.
Yeah.
Okay. I have been living with this roommate for the past 6 months, and it's been like a train wreck since we moved in together. It's just been horrible. We don't get along. She's at the apartment way too much. And my boyfriend's lease is up on Saturday, and he's not sure if he wants to renew it. And so I obviously would love for him to move in with me. We're, like, at that level. But I have to get rid of this girl first. And she's the kind of person who, like, if I just asked her to, she would totally stay because just to make me mad. So I have to figure out a way by Saturday to get her to want to leave my apartment.
So, okay. So you are looking you're looking for a way to have her leave that is 100% her doing.
Yes, ideally it would be like I was almost doing her a favor. Like, listen, I know this, you know, you really want to find somewhere else. I totally understand. I know I'll work something out with my boyfriend. But I don't know what to do. I was thinking about like getting a rat and putting it in her room and making her think we're infested, or like, I don't know, getting spider. And I was even thinking about having you guys like send your ghost hunters down and make her think the apartment's haunted.
That's a good idea, actually.
Ghost.
She might like that though.
Ghost fraud.
That might work against you.
So I don't even know where to begin on this.
Like ant infestation.
But if you do any of that, then you're going to have to deal with it. Like,
and I don't want to get in trouble. Like, I don't want, you know, I don't want the landlord to know, you know, if I put a rat there, can I get in trouble? I mean, is there like a clause in a lease? I don't know.
Well, do you have a pets issue? Cause you can just say it's your pet rat.
That's Do you have pets?
No.
Hmm. Does she like animals?
I don't think so.
Then get one.
That's true.
No, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of what would make me say it's such the last minute, I'm out of here.
Could you borrow someone's big slobbery dog for like a week?
I probably could, yeah.
And say you were adopting him?
It might take
longer than a week for her to get sick of that, though.
Why don't you just start borrowing her stuff without telling her?
But I mean, 3 days is...
Wow, that... Yeah.
Three days is what's going to make it tough. Hey, Meg, welcome to the show.
Hey, I was just calling to let her know that she should probably just make her, like, or let her boyfriend move in anyway, and her roommate will be so disgusted that she'll just, like, have to leave. Or, you know, just, like, be making out in the middle of the kitchen, and she'll just want to leave.
Just her show up one day, and then y'all are macking down on the couch, and then said, oh, by the way, he just moved in, his stuff, you know, don't, you know, let us know if anything gets in your way or something.
Yeah, because if it happened to her, I'm sure she'd do the same thing and want to get out.
That's true.
That's
a good idea.
Would your boyfriend, Andrea, would your boyfriend have any problem being extra, like, guy disgusting?
No, I think he would excel at being guy disgusting.
I mean, like, if you have him come over today for lunch and all the crap dishes are all over the sink, if he's half eaten sandwich sitting somewhere, if he's hanging out in his underwear, like, the 3 days, I quite honestly don't think you're going to do it in 3 days.
I don't think that's really fair to your roommate either, to give her 3 days to find a new place to live.
Yeah, it's too short.
Yeah.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, this happened to me, but I was the victim of oversexed roommates who were just all in my space constantly, and I ended up moving out because I couldn't get rid of them. But any common areas they have, they need to have sex all over the kitchen, all over the living room, the bathroom, whatever. He needs to eat all the food, burp, fart, leave his underwear all over the place, be as obnoxious and irresponsible and disrespectful as possible.
And you can't underestimate man gas. So if he can conjure up a few.
Or wanting to go to the bathroom and they're having sex on the toilet. That really bites them.
Ew. Know?
Yeah.
Gross.
That makes me want to move out of the studio.
I was thinking he also should go shave on her sink and leave, like, the little man hairs everywhere. Because that's nasty.
So we've got
any kind of little hairs.
Burp, fart, sex, and hair so far.
Okay.
Hey,
I'm making a list.
Hey, Stacey.
I totally have an idea. Is your roommate straight?
Yeah, she is, yes.
Come on to her. Tell her that why you guys haven't been able to get along is because you have feelings for her, and that will totally figure out.
I think I'm falling in love with you. What?
Yeah. I have feelings for her. Like, you know?
The problem is, Andrea, how old are you guys?
27.
Okay, so she's probably past that collegiate bicurious stage. So
27, you're back in your corners.
Right. Should I hit on her? Should I sleep with my boyfriend? Maybe I'll ask her to sleep with me and my boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, that's another angle.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
What's going on?
I was thinking that she could get those apartment guide books and leave them around the apartment in different places, and then when the roommate asks a question about why they were there, then she can say, oh, I'm going to move out. So then the roommate will leave and she can have the apartment to herself.
I have to tell you, I am a little excited and proud of our listeners who have overwhelmingly, I haven't even given out the phone number yet. Yeah. And the phone lines are lit up. People are like, oh, yeah.
Drama.
Oh, yeah, get that biatch out of there. Here's what you got to do. 1, 2, 3. Hair, sex, farts. Do it all. and now here's a guy with an opinion. Hey, Brian.
This is easy.
Go ahead.
Okay.
All she has to do is put plastic over the whole living room, light 7 candles, and put them in a circle, be sitting inside the circle with a bloody animal, and like red rum on all the walls.
What?
Perfect.
That's a little dramatic.
Yeah, let me go find a dead animal. That's disgusting.
But that is funny, but just to be sitting in the floor animal with the circle of candles, me in the middle of them doing something. Like, what are you doing?
Hey, Brian.
Sacrifice always gets rid of roommates.
Cool. Hey, Brian, hold on a second. Sean wants to take you to dinner. I think this is fun. Hey, Andy.
Hey, how you doing?
What's your idea?
Good. Hey, I'm 47. How about her sex-crazed uncle moves in for a while?
Ew. Her creepy uncle.
Yeah. Come here, baby. Just a little bit of warmth is all I want.
Oh, my God. You kind of want to play the uncle,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, I think he was signing up to be the uncle.
Hey, why did it get all weird right after I complimented our listeners? I'm like, wow, this is great. Everybody's stepping up. And then dude's like, yeah, let me at her.
I'll bring a dead animal over.
Say, Andrea, I think you've got some good input, valuable input. What I don't think is you're going to make it happen by this weekend.
Well, I'm certainly going to try.
I think, why is there a deadline of Saturday?
That's when my boyfriend's lease is up. And I want him to know that he can move in before he renews it.
Well, will he move in if she's in there? Or is that like a condition of, like, he doesn't want to be around her?
Well, maybe he'll just do that. But the problem is we want her out of the picture completely. She's horrible.
Why don't you just move in with him?
His lease is up.
It's a really great apartment.
Hey, Stacey.
Yes.
What's your comment?
I wanted to tell her that she should put baby powder on her friend's fan, so when she turns the fan on, it's like poof. And then put Vaseline on the toilet seat, so when she goes to sit down, she falls.
Oh,
like all of a sudden she becomes a practical joker.
and then short sheet her bed, and then when she does fix that and fall asleep, dip her hand in warm water.
And not just Vaseline on the toilet, but the Saran wrap over the top.
And then she pees at herself. Yeah! Hey. Freezer bra!
Hey, Andy, this actually could be the best idea yet.
Hi. Hi, Andrea.
Go ahead.
Has your roommate met your actual landlord?
No.
Okay, here's what you do. You get some, like, I can't believe he's not my landlord, to come up and say that you guys need to be out by Friday for, you know, make up some, throw out some big words or something, unless your roommate understands big words. Say that you guys have to be out, and then you actually don't move out, but have your roommate move out, and then have your boyfriend move in, and then by Saturday, good to go.
Done. Got the plan ready.
Oh, this is awesome.
I like
his arm motions were like pointing and letting you know, and...
Why do I feel like this is the plot of some Paul Rudd, Sean William Scott movie?
And I love the fact that it's you have to throw out big words. Like, you know, hey, you know, we're having a situation with the kerfuffle. So you're going to have to go ahead and relocate yourself somewhere else. All right. This will be the last one, seriously. Hey, Sarah.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey.
Okay, if she wants her out in the next 24 hours, get the boyfriend over to the apartment, acting sick as a dog, medicines everywhere, and tell the roommate he's got highly contagious mono, and that she's going to be taking care of him, because everyone knows mono can last up to 3 months.
That's good.
That's true. A good one.
That is solid.
Mm-hmm. And she'll be out of there. I mean, who wants mono if they're, you know, in school, college, whatever? You don't want it. It makes you sick for months.
I actually
you know,
want
spleen enlarges, all that good stuff.
When I was a kid, my friend Jason got mono, and he was out of school for 30 days, and I wanted mono for that reason because I thought it was fun. I imagined him in his house having a great time.
I had mono in high school. The problem is, when you're out that long, they send tutors over to the house to teach
Ew.
You.
Lame.
Yeah.
Hey, Andrea, we're gonna check in with you after the weekend, and we'll find out if you're managed, if Operation Eviction, or as Tracy renamed it, how to lose a roommate in 4 days. has worked, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, good luck to you.
Get it, The Burt Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.